Welcome to part two of the day four 2006 Toy Fair podcast on RTM. I'm Rob, and we're going to start out with RC2. And if you're an action figure collector, toy collector, I mean, they make a ton of cars. Like, they're doing some stuff for Fast and the Furious 3. Yes, there's going to be a third one. Not sure who's in it, but they are making another movie about that. I mean, and they do a lot of cars, you know, a lot of die-cast, different scales. A couple of things, though. The biggest thing for action figure collectors, Halo 2. They're doing more Halo. They got a couple more series of Halo 2. No pictures were allowed, so we really aren't going to have any pictures of that. But again, Halo 2, more figures in that. And that was pretty much about it for their action figure offerings. They didn't have any Peanuts or any of the Memory Lane stuff that they'd gotten from playing Manus. They didn't have any of that on display. Now, we're having them check on it to see if there's anything else they're going to do, but that may be the end of it, or they may just re-release previous product again. But they just didn't have anything on display, and certainly nothing new in those categories. Sorry for fans of that. And this podcast is going to cover several different companies because, it's kind of like a, you know, whatever will fit in the 10 to 12 minute window we're trying to shoot for. So I will move on to the next company, which is Kid Designs. Now, Kid Designs makes, they're for kids more than anything, but the code name Kids Next Door, which is actually kind of a cool line. It's a show based on a television show, and it's just kids who kind of work together, you know, have fun. They have a lot of different scales. There's a whole bunch of different variety of kids. They fight, you know, tooth decay and you know, grandmothers and then things like that. Not evil grandmothers, but just annoying ones. And they had a variety of new characters in a 1.5-inch scale, and then they had a little larger, I think it was a 4.5-inch scale. They had some plush. I mean, if you're familiar with kids, with Codename Kids Next Door, you'll be familiar with the stuff that they do. It's just a wide variety of products, and there's a lot of different figures. And for that particular license, they also had a couple of role play toys, which is kind of neat. You know, they shoot little foam. They had one that shoots water, and one that shoots little foam rings. And again, it's more of a kid's thing, but one thing they had kind of cool, they have a Marvel license. They've got a lot of little Spider-Man stuff, which is, you know, like a Spider-Man phone that you, well, basically you just, again, this isn't a real phone, or they have like a kid's, you know, cell phone, which, you know, one thing I mentioned while I was in there is, like, you know, what age group is a fake cell phone for? You know, you're looking at like a 2-year-old kid, because once they're 4 or 5, the parents give them a real cell phone, so they don't want to play with the toy. You know, they want the real deal, which is kind of interesting though. But you know, it's just a bunch of Spider. If you're a Spider-Man collector and you got to have everything that says Spider-Man on it, man, this is the way to go. But they also had kind of a neat little Spider-Man laser tag game, you know, where you'd go around and it's like, you know, you'd shoot each other. It's cops and robbers, but with Spider-Man. So that makes it, so sort of cops and Spider-Man. Although the way that laser tag is themed, it's more like a Doc Ock versus Spider-Man kind of thing. But you know, it's a lot of, they're definitely more geared towards kids, not necessarily the adult collector at all per se. But anyway, that's about it for Kid Designs. Something we saw that was actually kind of neat, and I don't have the company name handy, but it's called a Test Tube Alien. I'm not exactly sure where it's going to be available in the U.S. yet. It's a really new product, but it's kind of interesting. It has some aspects like a Tamagotchi, but other aspects to it as well. And it's kind of it's interesting. You buy this little kit, and it starts out in a little cocoon that you put in some water, not a bathtub though. It's not for bath, but put it in water and the little cocoon dissolves away and you've got this little alien that has an electronic head. And he's got like an LED on there that blinks in different colors. And that's supposed to tell you if he's getting enough food or not. And basically, the body of this thing will actually grow. You've got like a little slime to feed it, and you can give it water, and you can, if you raise it properly, it will live much longer than if you abuse it. So, like, if you don't take care of it very well, the battery will only last like maybe 2 weeks. But if you do a good job with it and take care of it, it can last for up to 8 months. So it's kind of, and we'll try and put up more information about it, but it's kind of almost like a starter pet if you've got kids, you know, except this way you don't have to worry about, you know, maybe a dog or a cat dying. But this way it's just something for a kid to kind of get into the habit of taking care of a pet. And I thought it was actually kind of cool. Plus it's a little creepy. So, you know, and there's six different kinds, so some are evil. I'm not sure if, like, you know, if being evil means that, you know, their LEDs, you know, are blinking in an evil way. They're kind of squinty and dangerous looking. But it's just kind of a neat concept, and it's something small. And, again, we'll try and find out more information about where you may be able to get it. But it just struck me as a really good starter pet kind of a toy for people. Because I think people would just seems like a good way to get to start teaching a kid some responsibility. But anyhow, next up is Jazzwares. Jazzwares, we got to hook up and talk with everyone's favorite, R. Hunter, who happens to be the one of the product designers there, to show us the new stuff that they got. And they had quite a bit of, they still had some more Street Fighter stuff. Okay, yes, it's not the soda stuff, and yes, it costs a third as much as the soda stuff, you know. It's more of a mass market product. It's not a specialty market product. They also had some more Mortal Kombat. They also got the Shampoo, which is a new line they're doing. Beautiful Joe, which actually looked pretty cool. Quite a nice line of figures and minifigures. And also in their showroom, they had some stuff from Playmind, which was which were robots that transformed into cars and back and forth, and they were called Transformax, which I think might be, I'm not sure what language it is, but it means lawsuit. it's funny. They're pretty much Transformers in just different models. It's interesting. I don't think I have no doubt there's knockoffs and stuff on the Transformers, but I just found it funny because it was just so incredibly blatantly copying it that, I don't know, it just seemed a little obvious and silly to me. But I think I may cut this podcast a little short at about 9 minutes, and there'll probably be one more podcast for today, and that's going to cover Plan B Toys, Mezco, and NECA. So that'll kind of round it out, because I don't think any of those three is going to fit in the, you know, minute and a half I had there. But I could be wrong. But I'm going to cut part two short and roll up with part three here in just a bit. And then we'll finish off those three companies, and that'll be it for day number four. So thanks for listening.